Starting today, Algoma Public Health, APH, will no longer provide direct guidance to those identified as close low-risk contacts of individuals who have tested positive for COVID-19, a release issued today states. APH will be focused on protecting those most vulnerable, by focusing local case and contact management efforts on our highest risk settings only, including our hospitals and healthcare settings, long-term care and retirement homes, congregate living settings, schools, daycares, and First Nation communities, the release reads. Individual cases not connected to a highest risk setting exposure will be contacted by the provincial workforce supporting case management in Ontario, and provided guidance on testing, self-isolation, and how to inform their own close contacts and household members. Full text of the APH news release follows. Effective today, Thursday, December 23, 2021, Algoma Public Health, APH, is implementing changes to case and contact management processes to respond to the rapid spread of COVID-19 and to redirect resources to COVID-19 immunization. These modifications are consistent with provincial changes being made to respond to the Omicron variant and surging cases in Ontario. Omicron is highly transmissible and has quickly become the dominant strain of COVID-19 in Ontario. APH has investigated 486 confirmed cases of COVID-19 from December 1, 2021, and expects that number will continue to rise. We are ready to use a new strategy to tackle this new variant, and to continue protecting our most vulnerable, keeping our community safe, and preserving our health system capacity. Going forward, APH will be focused on protecting those most vulnerable, by focusing local case and contact management efforts on our highest risk settings only, including our hospitals and healthcare settings, long-term care and retirement homes, congregate living settings, schools, daycares, and First Nation communities. Individual cases not connected to a highest risk setting exposure will be contacted by the provincial workforce supporting case management in Ontario, and provided guidance on testing, self-isolation, and how to inform their own close contacts and household members. APH will no longer be providing direct guidance to all close contacts or updates to workplaces where there is an active case, and instead will be providing detailed guidance to support cases, contacts, and workplaces in taking actions to help navigate this next phase of our COVID-19 response. We are now calling on the public to help control the spread of COVID-19 in Algoma. To support this evolving approach to case and contact management, in addition to information provided by case managers to individual cases, information for those who test positive for COVID-19, high-risk close contacts, and workplaces is now available on the APH webpage, and provides detailed guidance on what to do if you are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, have tested positive on a rapid antigen test, have tested positive on a PCR test, confirmed case of COVID-19, are identified as a close contact, need help to isolate or access essential resources while in isolation, are connected to a high-risk setting, are a business organization who has staff that test positive or are close contacts, would like to speak with public health staff, and more. Due to the surge in cases anticipated over the next few weeks, delays in contact from APH or the provincial workforce are expected. If you are symptomatic or waiting for test results, or have received positive test results, do not wait for a call from APH or the provincial workforce to take action. Please use the guidance provided to test, self-isolate, and notify any close contacts as directed. The goal of this approach is to reduce the transmission of COVID-19 by managing individuals with the highest risk of transmission and preventing outbreaks and transmission to vulnerable persons in high-risk settings. We also want to ensure that our local resources are prioritized to ensure our most vulnerable are protected, severe illness and death related to COVID-19 remain limited in Algoma, and that we preserve our healthcare capacity to support our community's ongoing health needs. Further case and contact management changes may be required as the Omicron situation evolves. Together, by all doing our part, we will #stop the surge and protect our community against COVID-19 and the highly transmissible Omicron variant of concern.